Yeah, I suppose, Miles, we're just 1 week away now from the Donegal Marathon. The online entries are coming in, and we're happy enough with the how entries are going up to date. And I suppose we're just appealing now to locals who seem to be holding off, because we have quite a few entries from overseas. In fact, the countries represented at the moment is from Canada, England, Germany, Italy, Northern Ireland, Scotland, Sweden, Switzerland, the USA and Wales. But not so many from the local area as such, which, you know, is on a par with previous years, that they tend to wait the last moment before entering. So again, we have that appeal. The online entry is open until Friday at 5 p.m. And we'll also be taking manual entries on the Saturday between 2 and 6. Okay. But just to emphasise again that there won't be any entries on the Sunday morning. But we will be there for pick-up of race numbers and T-shirts from 8 o'clock up until about 9 o'clock.
A good point that you mentioned earlier is the fact that if you wanted to compete in the Dublin Marathon, you're too late. Entries have closed there, so people might be hedging their bets. Will I run in Dublin? Will I run in Letterkenny? They have no choice now if they want to run a marathon. Well, they might have other choices, but they definitely can't run in the Dublin one.
Yeah, I mean, I think as Danny made that point, that a lot of people were expecting this again. Marathon runners tend to hold off from entering to the last possible moment in case they do pick up an injury and, you know, their entry is gone. So any that now were planning to do Dublin obviously are going to miss it, because I believe there's also a 2,000 waiting list for Dublin. So the likelihood of getting in is, you know, is very slim. So, yeah, and again, to the locals, I would say to them, you know, they always would have the Donegal Marathon as one of their bucket lists to do. And this might be a good year now to do it.
Certainly so. Danny, Donegal Marathon, great concept. It's going to take a while to build it up, I suppose. But numbers are increasing, as you see there. And there are more and more people out running. And they probably have done their 5Ks, maybe have gone as far as 10 and a half marathons. The next thing on the list would be marathon, so it's a natural progression.
Yeah, well, just to see the amount of people out on the road this last, during the summer there, you know, I would be hoping that they would be a lot, the people that would be coming on to enter maybe a bit late, you know, that they're not the experienced marathon runners. But, you know, like, We're at a three. This is our third year now to organise the Donegal Marathon. It had lapsed for many years. I think the last one before that was in 1983. So we're back in business, and we would like to the people of Donegal, and like Herbie has said here, the entries so far have been probably abroad and from the rest of Ireland, and the locals are inclined to take it for granted that, you know, they come along and enter on the last couple of days. And of course we will facilitate everybody up until Saturday evening, and you know, we would hope for a good turnout.
Brendan, what do they have to do to register if they haven't done so already?
Yeah, well, on the marathon website there is an entry that you can click onto, and it takes you into the entry file. It's no extra to enter online, it's the same price, so there's no disadvantage. But for us as organisers, it's a great advantage to have all the names and details already on the file and ready to go for the Sunday morning.
So you said that they can collect their number and other things on the Saturday. Where is that taking place?
The whole, I suppose, central office of the marathon will be based at the Aura Leisure Centre. And between 2 and 6 on Saturday afternoon, people can come in and pick up their race number, their race pack and their T-shirt, and just turn up on Sunday morning. Again, we will appeal to the locals to do that on Saturday and not to leave it to the Sunday morning, as there will be a lot of people travelling just on that day. So leave it room for them to collect theirs on the Sunday morning.
And it's not just straightforward individuals. There's also other types of competition within that.
Yeah, you know, this year, for the first year, we've introduced now a team challenge, and we're putting that out to groups like firms or clubs or running groups, that you can have four running, or even three if they like, to be approximately, 10K to 12K segments for that. So, you know, we have a team challenge cup up for the winners of that team in it.
So a group that are working in a particular place could say, sure, right, we'll have a go at this. Four of them come together and run about 10k each.
Exactly, and you know, as we said, those training groups that are out there doing the 5k and 10k that are not ready to go on a half marathon or a marathon as yet can still be part of the whole event. And you know, each one of them doing between 10 and 12k, you know, can feel the atmosphere of the whole marathon and obviously get their marathon t-shirts and their marathon medals as well, and be part of the whole day.
Could two decide that they want to run it, have to run a half marathon each?
We don't have changeover zones for two.
Okay, they're so set it's three out or four.
Three or four, really.
Danny, you know, it's been growing, as you say. It takes time to build up anything at all. But I see the county council involved, and I'm sure they're going to be delighted that there are people coming from so many countries, because part of what it's all about is taking people into the area and see the beauty of the county and hopefully come back.
Absolutely, and to view the scenery around Donegal, you know, I'm sure they'll not be that interested in the when they're running the marathon. But hopefully they'll stay a couple of days. And of course, yeah, it's good to sell our county, and you know, people will come back and they'll tell friends. And you know, of course, it's important, you know, then the scenery that we have in Donegal. And the course is, you know, the people might worry about the course in Donegal. Up here we're different, you know, but you know, the course is reasonable. If you go back to when I ran it way back in 1983, you know, I was at the twilight of my career, and you know, ran the top 10 in that race were under 2:30. So the course is not impossible. It's a reasonable course. There are a few little hills on it, but basically it's a good enough course. And, you know, fast times can be run on it.
Do you know what the best time is so far? The course record for male and female from the last couple of years.
Have you ever? Yeah, 2:38 last year was the one on time. The ladies was, I think they got under, they got around 2:55 or something, you know.
Okay.
And then, of course, the half marathon is a huge part of it as well, where we had, you know, Freddie, the Kenyan guy last year ran 68, and our own Natasha Adams ran 76 for the one on the ladies. And you know, the half marathon is fast enough. Seems a fast enough course, you know. So we would encourage people to come along and, you know, get a time for themselves on the half marathon. Locals, you know, the amount of people, like I said, the amount of people that I see out running along the roads, I'm sure a lot of these people will be thinking on half marathon. And I've talked to a lot of people that would have done the half marathon last year, and now they are doing the marathon this year.
Brendan, a lot of organisation, it doesn't just all happen next Sunday in Letterkenny. You know, you need a lot of support from a lot of organisations.
Yeah, well, again, like most of these big events, as soon as the event finished last year, we were planning for the following year. And I must say, the support we've gotten, you know, from the council with Kieran Martin based in there, and the Chamber of Commerce with Anne Condon, and again, Mike Sweeney from the Sports Partnership, you know, have all come together and to make the event of what it is, really.